This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, September 26th. Well, the stock market got up on the wrong side of bed today. There's a couple things going on you should be aware of. First, Treasury bond yields did meander higher yesterday, and that's over the concerns of the deficit ceiling. Obviously, if they don't raise the deficit ceiling, there's going to be a government shutdown. Now, this is a big game of chicken, and usually they get a 30-day extension or something, and they kick the can down the road. But it's unfortunate this is impacting Treasury bond yields, which, of course, then can cause uncertainty and suck some money out of the stock market. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is this UAW strike. As you may know, President Biden is going to be in Detroit today, walking the picket line with the UAW workers. But the real big problem is Ford suspended its building of its big battery plant with CATL. Now, this battery plant was going to open in about 3 years. It was going to employ 2,500 workers. CATL makes the iron phosphate batteries that Ford is now putting in its Mach-E, the starter Mach-E. The more expensive Mach-Es use lithium-ion batteries. But iron phosphate batteries are extremely important because they're cheaper, okay, and it allows EVs to be more competitive. As you may or may not know, EV sales have stalled in America, and there's excess inventories of EVs everywhere. So what's apparently happening is Ford is evaluating whether that CATL plant will ever be profitable. And if it's not going to be profitable, then no sense building it. Okay. Of course, it was getting a lot of aid from the Biden administration. What's going on is China has doubled their battery manufacturing capacity, and they are going to be dumping batteries on the entire world. They're also dumping EVs on the world. Right now, the EU is opening up antitrust investigation into Chinese-made EVs that are being sold in Europe right now. And believe it or not, the biggest one is Tesla, okay? Right after that, it's SAIC, which makes EVs under the MG brand. So China's, China is very dominant in batteries. They're very dominant in EVs. And we have these economic wars, okay? And because of a strong dollar and a weak Chinese yuan, they can just undercut everybody and outprice everybody. So this goes back to the UAW strike. You know, these workers not only want more money, they'd like some job security. But if we go to predominantly EVs, then, hey, they might lose their jobs. And Ford is the first one to basically admit that we may never be able to build battery plants in the United States and be cost effective against Chinese competitors or other foreign competitors. So fascinating times we're in right now, but this is causing some uncertainty out there. I personally think all these things and possibly the probability of 4% unemployment is going to cause the Fed to pause. Okay. Now, one of the Fed guys I really respect, Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari, he's he ran the TARP program under Hank Paulson. He's hinting that there might have to be one more rate increase. I don't see it, folks. I see some questionable economic data, some unemployment data in the pipeline here. We also see good inflation news in the pipeline. So I just don't see it. And there's no doubt that GDP growth is going to slow from the third quarter into the fourth quarter just because of the higher rate environment we're now in. So that's the news for today, and I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. You know, this week is we're going to have retail sales. On Friday, we're going to have the personal consumption expenditure index. That's the Fed's favorite inflation indicator. And so these are very important economic news releases. So I'll be updating the podcasts later this week. And with that said, take care, everybody. Hang in there. You know, we have a lot of energy stocks. They're doing incredibly well. There's been further diesel disruptions in Europe. That's great for all our refiners. So those energy stocks are really a ballast in a lot of our portfolios right now. And we may not be up every day, but at least we're bending, not breaking, during some of these negative cross currents caused by higher Treasury bond yields. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll talk to you soon.